A living wage is a wage that enables, is based on a basic needs budget for one person. So we're looking at a budget based on how much housing costs are, utilities, transportation, food, you know, all the basic needs. Whereas a minimum wage is really a wage that is based on what can get passed through a legislative body.
And so what's the gap? What's the current gap between the minimum wage and the living wage?
Well, the living wage, which is only in effect right now in Northampton, and it's on a voluntary basis, is $12.78 an hour. So the Northampton City Council passed a resolution establishing a living wage campaign in the city that set initially the living wage was set at $11.90 an hour, but it is to be adjusted every year based on changes in the annual consumer price index. 34 employers are now paying at least $12.52 an hour, which was the living wage for 2012. But that's people who are certified. I'm sure that many more employers in Northampton are paying that amount to every employee, but they're not all certified.
And the benefit they get from certification is what?
Well, the benefit is that they are on our website. The city has our page also on their website. There is an announcement, a public announcement at a city council meeting every year announcing and acknowledging the certified employers. And also, I understand, you know, there are people who are looking for work who are now trying to find out who the certified employers are and applying to work at those places because they think those are good places to work.
Any plans to expand this living wage campaign elsewhere?
Yes. The steering committee decided that it shouldn't just be Northampton that has a living wage campaign, and so we decided to establish campaigns in other communities, and now we have changed our name from Northampton Living Wage Coalition to Living Wage Western Mass, and we would like to make our next campaign in Springfield, but we would need to hire a staff person to manage that campaign because it will be a very big campaign with such a large population. We have also had some of our steering committee members have spoken to people in Greenfield who are interested in doing a campaign there. As we branch out to other communities, we are going to be looking at, you know, establishing a living wage rate that will probably cover many of the communities in Western Mass. So we would also provide that, you know, technical support to any community that wanted to have their own campaign. And then finally, the other thing that we're going to be doing is if there's a small community, you know, that's too small to have a campaign, that they could, you know, using our living wage rates for that area, they could, you know, certify, become part of our, you know, we could have like a Western Mass certification program that would include those other communities.